Welcome to The Roar, recorded at Sioux College, which is located in the Robinson-Huron Treaty Territory. We are grateful to Mother Earth for providing us the land, water, air, and food needed to sustain all life, and we acknowledge Indigenous peoples as the original stewards of this land, who have lived in harmony and in respect with all creation. As we are all relations, it is important to recognize this interconnected relationship with one another and our obligation to respect the land that has nourished, healed, protected, and embraced us. We honor Abajuan Bachawana First Nation and Katagan Sibi Garden River First Nation as the original caretakers of the land that Sioux College is situated on, and acknowledge the contributions of the historical Métis Nation of Sault Ste. Marie in the stewardship of this territory.
Welcome back to The Roar. It's me, Larissa, the International Student Success Coach, and I have so many guests with me today. Guys, I'm going to get you to introduce yourselves.
Okay, I'm Carlos, and I'm originally from Venezuela.
Hi, I'm Francine, and I'm from the Philippines.
This is Anish from India, and I've been scattered all across the country, born somewhere, raised somewhere, and been into job in some part of India as well, so here I am, yeah.
Hello, everyone. My name is Maureen Ngozi Chikura, and I'm here at the Sioux College from the Social Service Worker Program, and I'm Nigerian.
Thank you so much, all of you, for being here with me today. This episode's going to be really interesting. It was actually the idea and the development of it was made by Joe, who is the president of the Latino Club. And Joe was curious to know more about people's experiences as they arrived in Canada. So I have a few questions that Joe prepared for you guys, and I'm going to be asking all of you. For the first question, what motivated you to choose Canada as your destination for higher education?
Okay, so actually coming to Canada was sort of like a fortune, because for the last 7 years we've been planning with my wife to go to Germany. And I even studied German for 3.5 years. My wife studied the last year also German, because she needed that for her visa. And things of life happens. Our papers got lost from Venezuela. And those papers took us like almost 3 years just to get them done. And we were really bummed out about it. We were still waiting for the second tandem of those papers. And it's been more than a year and a half. And we were saying, okay, now we can't go to Europe. What do we do? And it's very expensive coming here to Canada. So Canada was not in our plans because we didn't have that kind of money, definitely, to come here or pay the tuition. And I happened to live in Panama in one of my jobs, and I could even have a banking account in the country. So I only had like a credit card from a credit card company. So the credit card company called me last year saying, hey, do you want a loan? I'm like, oh, this is just one of those calls. It's just a scam, right? Like, yeah, well, do you want my SIN number? What else do you want? You want my password for my email? And they're like, no, no. We just want you to tell us if it's okay for you to deposit to your credit card. I'm like, okay. Like, you will have that amount available in your credit card because you don't have a bank account. Okay. And how much is it? Like, I was thinking maybe it's just like $2,000, $5,000. No more than that. It was $18,000. US dollars. It's just insane. So I was like, yeah, that's just the tuition I needed for the school. So that's the money I used to pay my tuition in full before coming here to Canada. And I was a little nervous to coming here because you could see that a lot of people saying, yeah, it's really hard to come here or to stay. And we're like, okay, let's just give it a try. We can't go to Germany anymore. It's because the paperwork is completely different for both countries. So let's just try Canada. And yeah, I got accepted, and my visa got processed like in 3 weeks, which is also insane. So many things happen. We have to change our paperwork for our marriage because I have a different passport that I used to come here to Canada. So many things have to happen to come here. And also I chose this program because it's one of the few in the country that has such a nice lab for the automation and robotics program.
And spot.
Yes, which is my end of year project, and I have a very nice video to show you later about it.
Okay, funny enough, I didn't mention, I was just like Anish. I was born in Saudi Arabia. I just have the Filipino nationality because Saudi Arabia doesn't actually give out citizenships, unfortunately. But here's a funny story. Okay, I should have been in Canada way back, like way, way back. My entire family applied. And then my parents were just like, everybody's moving. And the Saudi Arabian economic growth was at its peak. So they were like, if we have to start from scratch, why would we? We were in like a good shape. So that didn't happen. Spent a good amount of my teenage years, my entire like life in Saudi Arabia. And then I had to move to the Philippines briefly to go to uni, because as much as I would love to stay in Saudi Arabia for uni, it's expensive. Like, it's not even funny. And I had to go to the Philippines, did uni. The funny thing also is that I lived in the Philippines alone. So, because we don't have a house in the city. So I had to live in the city in a dormitory. Had to learn how to become a Filipino. Like, how to take the public utility. Oh my God, you guys, you don't know. It was a blast because I was humbled, truly. I didn't know that there were like different. It was humbling, to say the least. And I don't regret. I don't regret doing it because it humbled me. It made me independent. And I moved alone at the age of 16. Whoa. So, yeah. So it was like living in the city alone. If you've seen Manila, crazy times. I've had my bag slashed. It was crazy. Everything was crazy. And the Canada thing, it didn't start until the pandemic. And funnily enough, just like Carlos, I was supposed to go to New Zealand. Yeah. So I was already like looking for schools, talking to agents. And then my parents were like, what if you move to Canada instead? So that's funny. I was already doing my papers for New Zealand. And they were like, oh, we already submitted some of your papers going to Canada. And I'm like, okay. So we went to the Canadian option because it was much faster. I wouldn't say much cheaper, but much more practical than the New Zealand option, because it's actually crazy. If you're going to study there for 2 years, you have to pay the 2 year fee. Yeah. So I don't have the 2 year fee. Like, we don't have that money. So I was like, okay, the Canadian option. And just like Carlos, I got my visa a week after I applied.
No ways.
The funny thing, that's also, insane. Guys,
I didn't take that. Yeah. It wasn't that fast way back when.
Yeah. The funny thing was, my mom applied first. She was going to Sioux College too. Aww. She applied like months before I did. And then she hasn't gotten her visa. And then I did mine. I got it a week after. Yeah, it was, everything was like, boog, boog. Like the 2 weeks of before I came here, it was like, boog, boog, boog. Everything, the house, everything was crazy. And I was like, okay, I'm actually meant to be here. And so the reason why I don't regret like moving to the Philippines alone is my move here, and it's my first time in North America. It was just like, okay, you're moving to a different country. It's a transition that wasn't, I wouldn't say easy, but it wasn't hard, because I've heard a lot of people moving here like crazy. So yeah, I'm here because of that.
Oh, wow.
Hello, everyone. So my story is also not very different from many of you. Being a child, I always had a dream of moving out of my country, doing something that will be a proud moment for me because I've been a go-getter since my childhood days. And the best part about me, like many of you have experienced, that when you are thrown into the wild, you become the strongest, right? So that was my experience when my parents allowed me to move out from my city to a different city at a young age. And that point of time, I started learning the life skills. And life skills are very important, though you talk about maintaining your house, doing the cooking, doing the clothing and everything, right? So that always gave me a feeling that wherever I've been around, in whichever part of the globe, I can sustain on my own. And that sustenance matters a lot. So while I completed my graduation, that point of time, I was planning to move out and my first option was to go and look for a job in Dubai. But it did not happen. I got something to work upon in the country itself. I started that. I had 6 years of experience after my graduation. Then I plunged into pursue a master's in the country itself, where I took a 2 years break from what I used to doing, that is stopover with the job and invest whatever you have earned into a new program. I did that. I scaled up my skills. I got better position opportunities and I was going good. So while taking a call for Canada, it was difficult because many of the people must have given me a thought that you're really doing well, what you're doing at this point of time. Then at this point of time, why you want to go back and study again? But the reason I was determined to do it because I wanted. And I'm a person who is very much intrinsically motivated. I don't depend for my motivation coming from outside or the environment or the people around, but I love to be self-motivated because I know when the days are down and you're not doing good, it's you who is going to pick you up and move ahead. So all this thought process that I had, and I wanted to be in a country which supports all this, the openness that is there in this country. So that really motivated me. And I've seen many folks from my city, from my country, and from other country as well. We have so many in this room from different location that really come with aspiration, with dream, and they make things happen here. So that is the time when I started thinking I should go for it. So my first attempt to get into Canada was with PR, Express Entry, but it did not work out for me. Maybe due to pandemic, I was at the wrong time. And I started my process. It did not work out. I did a second time after the pandemic got a little bit on hold and things were improvising, but it did not work out again. Then I always had inclination to go for studies. And I know that's my best bet. I can be a good student and have that skill set to again make things work after a long gap. Again, a 6 years gap I have from my last study to now. And still it did not bother me or I have the little hesitation that I shouldn't go for it. So then I started the process and choosing Sioux College and Sault Ste. Marie specifically because I wanted to be away from the city life. I was in a city which was fast moving, traffic, the hustle to reach the workplace every day. It was taking a toll on me, right? And I know that when you are close to the serenity and the mother nature, it always helps you to grow in a much more better and profound fashion. So that's why I chose Sault Ste. Marie, though I had the option of Toronto or Brampton, but I stick to my option. Sault Ste. Marie and Sioux College was the first college that I applied to, and I did not look around for anything else. This is where I wanted to come, and I was determined about it. So that's how my journey started with Canada, and I landed here on 28th of December 2023, as I look back now. Almost 90 days, a little more than that, gone by, yeah.
Oh, nice. Awesome. I love the stories that I'm hearing from everyone. My story is different, and I wish that I had my visa approved in 1 week, because that would have been amazing. Yeah. But
mine wasn't either, so don't feel bad.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so I am a natural traveler. I take pride in traveling. So I've been to 13 countries in Africa and I've been to the US, I've been to the UK. But I think Canada stood out for me because of the multiculturalism that it comes with and also the ease with which you can transition from being a student. So the transitioning from being a student to a permanent resident eventually, I think that was what drew me to Canada. But majorly, I think my transition started just in between COVID and having some things going on in my home country, which is Nigeria. That was when we had the NSAS, Black Lives Matter movement in Nigeria. And it was really terrible. So it was at that point that I decided that, maybe it's time to move. But before then, I'd lived in Ghana for like 8 years. So moving to Canada was more like, oh, we're just moving location. So I'm really glad that I made that decision at the time when I made that decision. And I'm happy to be here.
Because I didn't choose Canada. After the pandemic and after our plans of going to Germany, they were basically fell apart. Or like, I don't know what to do. I just spent a year, like, I don't know what to do. I've been spending this was Argentina was the third country I migrated to. I wanted to migrate to somewhere I could have a future. And I'm thinking, what do I do? So that, and I don't know why a video popped out about Canada. Like, oh, okay, I heard about Canada. I've been here to Canada twice when I was a kid, but I never thought of coming here. All of a sudden I see, yes, it's a lot easier to come to Canada now to stay after your studies. You don't have a lot. I was very uncomfortable because a lot of people say, yes, my plan is not to stay in Canada. And on my application there, it says, I want to come to Canada because I want to do something with my career before I start family. So I want to have something before I start family. And so I told them, like, my whole plan is to basically stay here and have family here in Canada. That was my application then.
Very honest.
Apparently they like it.
They saw your program like, robotics and automation, we need that. Now we learn how you all ended up here in Canada in the same room as me, who also immigrated here, but a little bit longer than you guys. So we got what? 6 months, 6 months, a year?
No, not even a year yet.
Not even a year yet.
Yeah,
oh, it's true. All of you in December.
I came in Jan.
Okay. You're actually the youngest.
Yeah, the youngest. Fetus. 90 days.
Yeah, 90 days.
Aw. Time flies by. Now that we know how all of you ended up in here with me today, I also wanted to ask you, how did you prepare yourself culturally and academically for studying in Canada? Because it's quite of a difference.
I love that question. Okay, I came from like Saudi Arabia. So it's like a shift from a very conservative country to a very... I won't say liberal, but sort of.
More laid back.
Yeah, laid back, something like that. But it helps that I am a Filipino. So it's best of both worlds. And plainly, it's because of... I love reading a lot and watching documents. I'm gonna sound really nerdy, but
that's okay, we love nerdy.
Yeah. But that's how I prepared myself. It's basically like, and also I travel a lot too. I've been to I don't know how many countries, but yeah, that helps. Being exposed to a lot of stuff helps, and I have a lot of foreign friends. I have families in this side of the world. So that's just it. Basically, adapting, you just have to go to the country itself and just like, okay, this is how it is. That's how they do it. Done. Yeah.
I think that culturally, because of the exposure that I have with traveling to places, that kind of helped a bit. But I also knew that I'd never been to Canada, but having an open mind and an open perspective in the ways that I come here and show up was really important for me. But on the fun fact, academically, when you pay your school fees, you need to step up. So when you pay your school fees, like you're extra serious. And I knew that because I was putting in this amount of money, huge. I had to say that because, yes, like when you're putting that huge amount of money, you have to really step up and do your best. Not the times when your parents pay and then you can play around, yeah. But when you pay your school fees, you know what's up.
Culturally, I would say definitely being open to accept what comes your way. And I was very open about the fact that whatever the new learnings will be, that will going to stay with me for a longer period of my time if I get to settle here in the country. And talking about the academics, it was not that difficult because once I was coming after a good amount of break, my last study I did 4 or 5 years back. So I'm already rejuvenated in the process that I want to learn something. I'm hungry for learn new things. Being hungry, being foolish. That can be the tag that go ahead. So I assume that to be me, and I was more open to learn new skill set, be academically sound enough to make it a move at the, not being the topper of the batch, but yeah, being there in a good grades. Yeah.
I watched like 100 hours of video about Canada.
Did you?
I didn't watch them, to be honest. I was working and I was putting them like if it was a podcast. Because I pay YouTube Premium, I can just hear that all day long. So I was trying to concentrate. It was not an actual job. It was more like a internship. Because a university in Germany, they wanted me to have experience before doing the program that I wanted to do over there. And so I was already doing this internship when my plans fell apart before I considered Canada. And doing listening to YouTube, I was like, okay, Canada pops out, okay, let's listen what it has to offer. I already came here when I was a kid. It was part of my English learning process when I was a kid. My parents did that investment. It's not that normal, you know that, about Latin America, to learn English. It's not that common. So it's a little bit more difficult. So he didn't want us to stay just what we were seeing in school. He wanted us to spend a lot more time. And so I already kind of like knew what I was getting into. And the 100 hours of YouTube videos.
Yeah. I did that too. So all of you did your research, reading, or just even say whatever comes before you got here. But then what were your first impressions of Canada and the campus here in Sioux?
Canada, oh, well, my expectations were just mid. Maybe because I think, and I know that for sure now, that it's much more laid back in a sense where it's peaceful. Because I came from two countries where everything is boisterous. It's literally, if New York never sleeps, you haven't been to the Philippines. And
you, to Manila.
Yeah, and you've never heard how loud and boisterous the Arab culture could be. So I would say it's peaceful, actually peaceful. And people mind their own business, which I like very, very much. And with a college, I like it. I like it because if I cannot speak on behalf of everyone, but since we are all people of color and we come from, I think it's more on the education compared to the discipline. Because it's much stricter in our countries, mm-hmm. I believe. Mm-hmm. But they're more on like, you have to do this because you have to have high grades. But the thing that I like it here, and most especially in Sioux College, cannot speak for the other schools. It's more on, you have to do this because we want you to learn. And I'm not like speaking ill of like the other countries or the discipline, but it's just like it's more on positive reinforcement, I would say. And I like the fact that there's a lot of study places, to be honest, because I come from a country where the study places are rarer because I don't know, you have your house, you have your dormitory, so just study there. It's just very nice for me. Actually, it motivated me. And just like Anish, I've had a long gap year to, I think, 6 years. Yeah, since I was in uni. So, yeah. basically everything is positive. I'm in PSW.
What's PSW?
Personal support worker. Okay, fun fact. When I applied here, I wasn't applying for the PSW. I was an early childhood student because I was a sped teacher in the Philippines. But I realized as I've gotten older, I wanted to be a doctor and a nurse. I was actually in the early childhood program for 2 days. Yeah, 2 days. Funny enough.
You came to talk to me because you wanted to switch programs.
Yeah, yeah. That's how Larissa and I knew each other. And I was like, yeah, I was in the program for two days. 2 days. And like, yeah, PS, I love it. I'm graduating this term, so no regrets. Yeah. But I get to go back because I'm doing practical nursing.
Oh, so nice.
You guys are stuck with me for 2 years. 2 more years.
Or are you stuck with me?
Yeah.
No, and about Sioux College, I didn't have high expectations. I really knew the program was nice because it is very well marketed in the sense that you can see the labs that we have available for the program. So I'm like, yes, I want to do this program because you're actually saying, hey, we have all this equipment available to you. But what it really caught me by surprise is that, okay, we have a lot of equipment, but we don't want to have a lot of people at the same time using the equipment. So classes are small. Their automation robotics program is only 12 people. There cannot be more than 12 people in the program physically. So that makes it very nice. This is a very expensive equipment. We already had a semester, but before the semester was ending, the first one, our professor trusted us so much as, guys, if you need to get work done, you can come here weekends and you can stay evenings here and keep on practicing and learning stuff. And that just blew my mind because back in Venezuela, where I originally studied, you didn't have access to the labs unless it was that specific time that the professor said, this is your lab time. Oh, that's yeah. It. Only come in during that time.
Yeah.
And they were not that helpful in the lab at all. In here, it's just amazing.
Yeah.
I even have some of the professors' phones, like, and I can text them or use the Microsoft Teams and text them during the weekend. And they will sometimes reply to me in the weekend because I'm working in the weekend. Or they will reply me during the weekend. It's incredible the amount of support they're giving to you to finish your program. And they're being tough on you because they're like, yes, we're making good professionals. We don't care about people having high grades. We just want people that really know their stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, actually.
At least in my program, and apparently also Franceline's program.
Yeah.
My first expression about Canada is like, Alhamdulillah, I've landed finally here. As I stepped out from the Toronto airport, I was received by a friend of mine, and then he drove me to Sault Ste. Mary from Toronto.
You should call him and tell him thank you every day.
Yeah. Nice.
I do that.
For those of you that do not know, that is about an 8-hour drive.
Seven and a half. About Sault Ste. Mary and Sioux College, I've opted for project management program, which is an advanced strategic leadership management as well. And the reason for choosing this program is I've been into organization where I have been pathway to different CTOs, collaborating with them, training their folks, and that goes very hand in hand with what I'm doing right now. And about the program, about the college, you can call it the second home for me. You'll always find me here morning 8:30, coming in and then going back late as 11 at night. And that's a good amount of time that I spend in the college campus because I'm in love with college.
Do you close the campus?
No, that I give just, to the security people to take care of it. Yeah.
I could at 9. That's yeah. it. At
yeah.
9.
The last time I boarded a bus was at 10:53. That's the last bus that you get from the Northern Transfer Hub. And that's what I can tell you about my experience. And with this expression, I believe you can understand that how connected I am to Sioux College. And I love the culture that is driven amongst the faculties. We can reach out to them. They talk to you as a friend. There is no such hierarchical differences that generally we experience back in our home country. And it's very open culture over here.
Okay, so my cultural difference will be two things. the first is the airport. I remember seeing the person's Toronto and thinking, oh, this is such a cool place. And then coming all the way to Sault Ste. Marie and thinking, oh, what the heck is going on? Like, what's this?
But it's a tiny airport.
Yes, really, really tiny.
The smallest I've ever been.
Really, really tiny. Yeah. Do they even have a belt? Is there a carousel belt there?
Yes.
A long one.
What? There's one.
What's true, yeah, actually?
Okay. It's a small airport, but we got here. And then the second thing for me would be the ways that our teachers, like your professors, you can do your assignments and send it beforehand and have them take a look before you send in the final one. In my country, that's like, you submit, that's it. No one is taking a second look at anything. So being able to have your assignment looked at before you send in the final one, like your professors can give you feedback on that. I thought that was pretty awesome. Yeah.
Okay, just out of the blue, just doing a little bit like a, just think about it. How was your first experience in Sault Ste. Marie with the winter? How was your snow? How you get prepared?
There was no winter. There was no winter. I was living in Argentina, and what we call fall and winter was colder than. So I don't get it why it gets the snow here and water popping out of the, you know, the canal of the roof gets to freeze, and over there it doesn't. I don't get it. It was really cool. But aside from that, yeah, I think this was like a super mild winter also. So it was good. It was a very nice thing to transition to.
Fun fact, again, with the nerdy stuff, it's actually El Nino year. And we arrived El Nino year. So the winter wasn't wintering. And that's why it's been... Wintering. Yeah, it wasn't wintering. And... that's why it has been crazy. I was wearing Birkenstocks last week and now I'm back to my snow boots, which, you know, it doesn't happen in the Philippines, in Saudi Arabia, and I'm pretty sure it doesn't happen in Argentina. So, yeah, El Nino year. It will be crazy on... Yeah.
Okay. Good thing we already know, like, we already bought, like, the boots.
Yeah.
The wool, the long johns, all these things. The winter socks, all of those things.
The preparation, though, with the winter, it was exciting at first. I'm not going to lie. It was, like, magical. And then it wasn't. Because when the snow melts, it's not like Frozen the movie. It's...
all messy.
I feel like I'm in Final Destination. Every time I walk out of my door and it's muddy. It's what I can say. Like, it's magical at first, and then I'm just like, you know what? Bring me spring. Bring me fall. Bring me summer. I don't want this, you guys.
To be blessed, I believe winter wasn't like a winter this time. Because most of the people that I've come across, they said, like, this is not even winter that we have experienced last year or the year before. So you guys are blessed. And my answer was to them, maybe we got the sun with us to shine brighter this time here in Sault Ste. Marie.
Yeah, that's what they all say. But
yeah. It was the first green Christmas, apparently.
Brown Christmas.
Oh, brown, yeah.
Yes, definitely brown.
Brown Christmas. So winter. Winter was no wintering, indeed.
Yeah. I remember your house being very hot.
Yes, it was. But there were times when it was really cold too as well. Mm-hmm. And there were times when I think sometime in November, when you would step out of the house and your boots would sink in all the way deep. I think there were days when it was really bad. But I also know that this is my first time having extended winter, and I'm really just happy to have it, really, to be honest. Although people say that this is, like, the least they've had so far in Canada, I feel like saying bring it on, but I feel like people will come for me. So
I'm going to chime in on that. On the bring it on, you sure? Because I also moved here in the winter. I landed December 21st, 22nd, 2016. And in April of 2017, so just a few months after I had arrived, we had a snowstorm. Keep in mind, I didn't live in Sault back then. I lived in very, very south of Ontario, like in the border with the US, but in the south. And we had
a snowstorm, and I think it's now over 1 meter.
You can imagine how bad it was here, right?
I can imagine how bad it was up here. I think it was actually roughly the same. But I remember, I have a photo. Anyone that, you know, attends international orientation, you see a photo of me on a pile of snow. That was it. So are you sure you want to bring it on? I like it, don't get me wrong. Yeah. But are you sure you're ready?
I think it's just fun when you have cool pictures. But after that, you're so cold. Yeah.
What advice would you give to other international students considering studying in Canada?
Okay, first, if you're coming in the fall, don't bring winter clothes. No, don't do that. Just bring anything that is from your country that you value most, like food. You are not getting those. I am not getting my sinigang mix here. Everything that is from your country, bring it. But don't bring the winter clothes, because everything that I brought here, I just donated. Because they're not thermal, and you don't get the negative 40 anywhere out of Canada, I believe. Two, find your people, but also it's not bad if you're alone. I spent 3 months of being a PSW, just minding my own business, just because I wanted to see how I will be transitioning back to studying as an adult. Because it's different when you're like a teeny-weeny child, but when you're an actual adult who worked and then have to go back to school, it's different. And it's my first experience in a healthcare course. So, yeah, you get to find your people, but just don't force it. Don't be afraid of in being alone. I mean, it's college and it's the Sioux. And yeah, just trust the people in the college. Actually, well, Larissa's here. Just ask Larissa anything. I remember asking, oh, Larissa, where is this building? And then you get to memorize anything. But yeah, you'll be fine. And welcome to Canada.
Talking about that, we found, by mistake, there's a music room. Right, Joe?
Yes.
And that was a really nice thing to discover, because no one ever told us there was a music room here. You know, heading to the library, you know, heading to the library, you know, the store before the library, there's like a door there that you can walk up the stairs and take the terminal.
The lounge.
Yes. So if
lounge. Oh, okay.
So in front of that store, you have that door. A double door, and the right, it's just a tiny door, and you open the door, and it's like the never-ending story. It's like, what? This is a whole different world. Oh. It's a whole auditorium.
Oh, okay.
It's just a tiny door.
Okay, the lounge.
Yeah, it's a whole, I didn't know, but it's, you have the back big board called the music room. It's awesome. And yeah, so if you come to Canada, don't worry about like, I can't gym or I can do sports, like Sioux College has all of these things.
Actually.
What?
Actually, I got my biceps because of, what do you call it?
Are you showing them?
Yeah. I can't flex it, but you can touch it, you guys.
I can see it.
Yeah. But yeah, the free gym is actually good.
And not just that, during summer, it was fall, right? It was a fall intake, but it's still summer during that time. And it was so beautiful to have the Waterfront Adventure Center. That, I didn't even know we had it before coming to the Sioux College. That's in downtown, and you have free kayak. You have pickleball courts. It's basically like a mini tennis.
Oh, yeah.
That is so fun. And they will give you bikes also for free if you're a Sioux College student. And it's so beautiful. Like the nature in the city.
Oh, yeah, actually.
Having the kayak and the bikes, it's just like mind-blowing. And you're still in the city. I cannot even imagine going to Hiawatha with a bike and doing all those things, right? Mm-hmm. Which is something like really nice about the city, right? And about being afraid of being alone and finding your people. I don't know exactly what you meant. Like, Joe is basically my only Latino friend. Like, we call each other, like, how you doing this week, man? I'm doing good, you know? Like, he's only my... I only speak Spanish with my wife. And him. That's it. Because all of my classmates are Indian, and they all come from Kerala, so they all speak Malayalam.
Malayalam, yeah.
Malayalam. So I have a few that do sit and speak in English. Some of them still speak a lot in Malayalam. So you're going to find that there's a lot of people from everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And just like Franceline said, don't be afraid. You do have to come prepared. Like, you might not be able to find a job right away.
Yeah.
Maybe the first two semesters of the program. So just be mindful of that. And what other thing? And it's really hard to find housing. So yeah. If you can come before time or talk. But it's the housing department. You can go in, Google that, housing department for Sioux College. Yeah, no. And they will try to find you something good. And that's my biggest advice. Housing was a big thing for me. Larissa knows.
Mm-hmm.
I spent like 3 weeks in motels and I was running out of money so fast.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I have last advice, by the way. If you are a healthcare student or if your program demands a lot of your time, best advice, do not get a job yet. It is actually exhausting.
Yes.
You get your placements. Basically, it's like a internship and it's exhausting. So don't feel bad about not getting a job right away, because focus on your schooling.
So that's what I mean. Like, come economically prepared to not work the first two semesters, because my program is like, we're here all day.
Mm-hmm.
So especially the first semester, you could work, but it was hard, right? Like, you still needed to find a place to live. Mm-hmm. It was exhausted. Now this semester is so hard, I can't work. So I'm like, okay, I gotta go backwards. So do come economically prepared, or try not to spend a very high rent.
Okay, my two advice. The first will be, now you've made all your plans, now you are ready to come to Canada, you have been very prudent with your money and you have decided that this is what you want to do. Come in fully prepared with that focus and that self-grounding and self-regulation that you will see yourself through this process. And I wish you luck as you come into Canada. I hope that you have the very best as you start off. And my second would be, when you come in, there are lots of activities that the student union plans, the first week, during that week. Take advantage, my people. You only get to be a student once, and there are lots of free things that come with your student ID. Make sure that you use those opportunities, whether it's going for kayaking or going to the waterfront or even using the gym. You need to stay active, right? So use your student ID in the space that you're still a student, because once you're no longer a student, you got to pay for everything. So make sure that you do that. And I wish you all the best as you come into Canada.
So college is very cozy. So everyone's willing to help you. And especially like those things, right? Like, hey, you can do this. Do you know you had this advantage? Like, you could, like Joe. Joe is a volleyball pro by now. He's a volleyball pro
every
by now.
Every day you're playing.
Yeah. And I was so busy with the program, I couldn't do the ice skating. So I'm taking a second program and definitely going to have time. Like you say, I'm going to take advantage of, like, take the ice rink. It's so, just walking from here from school.
Yeah.
And it's so nice, you know, that they try to get you the helmet, the skates, so you can learn how to ice skate, which is very new for me.
From my side, two honest and brutally honest advice. The first being, come with a blank slate where you can scribble down or start writing a new chapter to a new story of your life, because you are coming across the continents, you're moving from one part of the globe to another part. So be prepared, whatever may comes your way. This is your call, and you should be very well prepared mentally. That preparedness is more important than getting prepared with the packing your stuff from home country to bring it here. That's not important. What you stuff in your mind and the space that you get into before you come forward to these challenges and thrive on it, you need to be mentally prepared. So that is very important. And for that, you need to have a blank slate. You cannot hold on to your learnings, your experiences back home and bring it here to experience the same kind of gesture or the experiences you're looking forward to. So that's very important. And the second advice will be, come with a lot of hope. Where there's hope, there's always things going to happen. People will going to tell you there are unemployment. People will going to tell you there are opportunities that you're not going to find easily. Housing problem, food problem. There's a lot on our plate in whichever part of the world you're coming from. It's not different in your home country and when you're coming to a country like Canada. But what you can focus on, that being hopeful that the next day will be a brighter than what you had experienced, maybe a gloomy one with more clouds, no sun to look at. But the next day, if you see the sun shining brightly on you, that means you count a blessing and you move with a lot of hope. So that is what I want all my fellow students who will be coming in the coming fall, winter, or whichever session you're coming for, come with a lot of hope. And when there is hope, you're going to find your way easily. You'll have that approach that, yeah, I'm hopeful. I can go and talk to this person and there will be some connect that I can build upon and work on networking. And over here, the best thing is network with people. Don't be a bag sitting back home. Get out there, explore. My friend, I see so many people, they complain, but they don't want to move out from their comfort zone, be it in the snow, sun, rain. You go and explore until and unless you go and talk to people. How would you imagine what's happening outside or where there's an opportunity that you can fit into? And that's only happen when you have a lot of hope. When you are having that hope barometer dipping down, you're not going to have that feeling that I go out and explore things. You're always going to count on the negative side of the things, right? So be positive, be hopeful, and I wish you all the best to come and explore in a journey which will be learning, enriching with a lot of learning and fulfillment, and you'll grow across the as the time passes by. Yeah.
Thank you all so much for being here with me today. And I hope to see you guys soon again.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Maybe back here on the road with me again.
Yes.
Maureen's a veteran already.
Roar!